with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Grilling Guys. Little smoke on the water. Tell you what, we're going to be doing a little smoke on the frozen water up at Tip Up Town on the 22nd and 23rd of January. You all put this one in your calendar. There's a big old beer tent up there at Houghton Lake, and then Barbecue Bob and I, Ice Willing, are going to be out on the ice grilling up a bunch of tasty treats that we're just going to be giving away up there and having a little bit of fun at Tip Up Town. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop. January 16th from 2 to 5, Fen Valley's having a chili cook-off. Fen Valley Winery is just a wonderful place to go. If you want to take your baby doll somewhere for something really cool, I highly recommend a trip to Fenville, Michigan, because this is a historic site. It's 60 acres plus. They actually lease a whole bunch of ground to grow their grapes, but they have a wonderful tasting room. It's huge. It is one of the authentic Michigan wineries. Great family, become very good friends of the show. And I think when you do things there, I've never been to this chili cook-off, but this email really tripped my trigger because we went to the grape jam, and I think the people that go to their events, it's like a giant family. They get massive crowds of wine lovers, and I think they all just love Fen Valley, and they love going there and having fun as a big group. And couldn't you just feel the electricity in the air last time? It was like everyone was flower children.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, and Doug is a consummate host. We had a great time down there, and by the way, you will love the wine that these guys
produce.
That's
the best part.
And there's 16 varietals down there, so it isn't about just another Michigan white wine from the dune country. These guys do big reds. They taste great. They're private reserve Merlot, some of the best I've ever had. So if you get a chance, hit Fen Valley Winery on January 16th, 2 to 5. Great chili cook-off.
There's also still a couple slots open for competition, so if you want to get in there and compete, that would be fun. And I was half tempted to join it because I'm dying to do my version of the Green Menace, and I've got an idea that I want to use with wild boar. But I thought, since they're sponsors and we go in there and do this radio gig, it might look kind of bad if we went in there and won that competition.
Yeah, so we were distant second this year in ADA, so that winning thing is probably not something we're going to do.
Oh, come on, that was haphazard. Give me a break. Oh, time to smoke. It's always time to smoke, right?
Yes, it is.
That's just, I've been saying that for decades. But let's talk about salmon in the freezer. Dude, I met with my buddy Bob Dubisky, who is this big seafood buyer. You've met him. He buys for, he works for a large food brokerage. His wife buys for Meyer. They're just foodies, you know, the kind of people you have fun with. So they came over the other night, and he brought me a bunch of beautiful frozen salmon and all kinds of frozen fish, and I'm just thinking, I'm going to fire that sapphire up, and I'm going to do some nice little pieces of salmon and make up some wonderful little pieces of, oh gosh, he brought me halibut. He brought just gorgeous pieces that are commercially venued. I mean, the stuff you can buy out there on the frozen side, well, everything's frozen this time of year. Get over it. Throw it in your smoker, thaw it, brine it, and then throw it in your smoker, put it on a cedar plank, do whatever you want to do with it, and then deliver something gorgeous that's so out of the realm, because we're all used to just doing burgers and steaks and brats and So live on the wild side, man. Go get yourself some beautiful piece of tuna and fire up that charcoal and do something really natty with it. You know, that's what I'm saying. It's that time of year. It's time to explore, because in the summer you're so busy when you're doing all these things. You got all the games going on and all this stuff that you're just kind of throwing stuff on the grill fast and you're trying to feed the masses. Not now. It's dark at freaking 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So,
yeah. And that's getting better. We're on the right side of that deal. It's not
getting darker
anymore.
You got all kinds
of
time to play around if you have lights on your deck.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to drag something out of what you just said, and that's that cedar plank. A lot of people maybe have never done that. Really, really simple. Go to the lumberyard and get a cedar shake shingle, and you can soak that thing in water, because you're going to leave the fish on there, and usually the skin is on the fish most of the time. So when you, that cedar plank will catch on fire, but if you soak it in water, some people even soak it in like a bourbon water.
I was just going to say, if you hold Christmas like I do, I had 60 people show up last weekend at my house, and invariably some cheap relative will bring some cheap whiskey. Save it.
Yeah.
Because you throw some of that in the water when you soak that plank, dude, it's like a bourbon plank.
Yep.
But and I would tell you one other thing. I would take the skin off of that thing. I would not leave the skin on it. I would skin that fillet and get the skin off of it and throw the bare side down onto that plank. You'll pull a flavor out of that wood that'll blow your mind.
Yeah. I'm just not it gets a little earthy for me, and that's why I leave the skin on. But you can do it either way. That's the cool part about grilling. It's the way men do it, and it's time for a little bit of man law.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
Yes, and today's man law is brought to you by none other than Vicky's, Bridge Street Pasty in Saranac, Michigan. Great time of the year for pasties, by the way.
Awesome. Ketchup or gravy. Yes, you know you can't go wrong.
I don't care. Eat it naked.
The pasty's naked.
Today's man law. Any dispute lasting longer than 3 minutes will and must be settled by rock, paper, scissors.
You know,
there's no argument too important for determining this method.
That's right. You know what? This is funny, but this is different between guys and ladies, I think, because Barbecue Bob and I will get sideways once in a while.
I know. We tell each other just to piss off once in a while, right. and then we're like, for a couple seconds, and then it's like, our producer's holding his eyes. Can I not say that on the radio? Well, either way, whatever.
But you know what? It's like, yeah.
30 seconds later, you're over it.
Right.
Women, man, they just hang on to it, just like whatever you do. So let's talk about man law. Whatever you do.
Here we go.
Oh, my God. I'm still hearing about crap from like 35 years ago when we were in college.
Newsflash, brother. I don't think it's just you and me. I just think that's the way the world goes, man.
No, it's just the way women are.
You better learn to deal with it, or you're going to learn to not deal with it. One of the two.
I could be a monk and just brew beer.
Yeah.
We are being produced today by Adam Kohansky. Thank you so much for putting up with our intolerances and handling the board so well and making us sound like we actually know what the heck we're doing. But you need to check us out on thegrillingguys.com. It's a great resource. Chaz Thompson from Schmoe's Brewery actually uploads a lot of the files for us and helps us out a bunch. Thank you, Chaz. And there's lots of recipes. There's tips. You can go on there and ask Jop a question. You can ask me a question, and we'll get back to you in a month or two. Literally. No, but just hit the search bar on the top right side, and you can pull up all sorts of recipes. Dude, we've been loading them for 6 years.
Yeah.
And there's just some good stuff on there. Lots of good stuff. I mean, I get people from all over the country sending me emails saying, ask me questions about this recipe or that. And it's like, holy cow, I don't remember doing that.
Right.
But you're in Portland, so I'm going to answer you.
Yeah, Portland.
So that's cool.
Hey, remember, put this on your calendar. Come join us in a couple weeks up at Houghton Lake.
Dude,
that 22nd, 23rd of January. There's a beer tent on the south end of the lake. You're going to find it. We're going to be there. We'll be cooking up, smoking it up. And then Saturday, we're doing our show up there from our friends at the Twister and WUPS. And then we're going to go out on the ice. If we have ice, I believe there's going
to
be
ice. I think they're using us to test the ice.
Right,
honestly.
Yeah, right. Hey, Jeff, put that grill on behind this quad and go on out there. Yeah, if it'll support him, it'll support anybody.
Yeah, so we're going to have ice. That's the cool thing.
Right. Yep, exactly. But, thanks for listening. You've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We have a lot of fun, and we hope you do, too. So we'll be chatting with you next week. Barbecue Bob's giving me the finger. What does that mean, brother?
That means don't forget to follow Twitter, Grilling Guy at Twitter, and check out those crazy rants.